on WNYC, and we are taking the opportunity during the pledge drive to look ahead to the Olympic Games this summer in London and talk to some hometown favorites who are competing for spots on the U.S. team. Staten Island light heavyweight boxer Marcus Brown won at the USA Boxing National Championship in Colorado on Saturday, moving him an important step closer to London. Welcome to WNYC, Marcus Brown.
How are you guys? How are you, WNYC?
Doing all right. Congratulations on your win. You feeling pretty good?
Yeah, definitely, but I'm not satisfied and I'm not done yet. It's just one step, like you said.
You have one more required bout to make the Olympic team, is that right?
Yeah, there's an Olympic qualifier in Brazil in May, so yeah, we got to get that, finish in the top four, then yeah, we're locked for the Olympic Games.
I understand that you had qualified for the Olympics last summer, but then lost a match, and so you had to win your spot back again, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I won the Olympic trials, which put me fourth to the World Championships, and that's the first Olympic qualifier. And I lost in my qualifying bout for the Olympic Games to Russia due to some, you know, some personal problems. And so I actually lost that spot, and I had to win the U.S. Nationals to be able to go to the next qualifier, and in which I did. So, yeah, now we're on to the next qualifier.
I see that your Twitter handle is at Marcus underline Brown, and I saw that your brother tweeted congratulations on your victory with the hashtag hard work pays off. Is that
That's my slogan. I've been using it for a couple of years now because we already know that hard work does pay off. So I mean, that's just what I use. Hard work pays off, and that's what motivates me and keeps me going.
How do you train? What's the nature of the hard work?
Getting up in the morning, 7:30, running 6.5 miles.
Wow.
I do that in like 43 minutes. And then later on in the day, either I go see my personal trainer, Luis Ruiz, in Jersey, my strength and conditioning coach. And then after that, I will go to the gym and do my regular boxing workout, which is shadow boxing, jump rope, hitting the bag, do the pads, doubling bag, sit-ups, push-ups, dips, you know, everything to keep that body in great shape.
Is the 6.5 mile run because strong legs are just as important for success in boxing than muscular biceps, let's say?
Most definitely. I mean, you in boxing, you gotta start from the bottom to the top. You can't start from the top to the bottom because it just doesn't work that way. So you gotta have strong legs. You gotta have endurance to, you know, to go the rounds and not get tired, because when you get tired, that's when you start dwindling off from what you're supposed to be doing.
I saw in the Daily News that some people want you to turn pro and forget about the Olympics. Are pro boxers not allowed to compete, unlike basketball and tennis and some other sports?
Yeah, pro boxers aren't. So, I mean, it was just very hard for me to get up for this tournament because, like, I did everything. I won the Olympic trials, and I went to the World Championships, and then I lost in my qualifying bout. So that right there just, you know, kind of deterred me. But then I spoke to my loved ones and people close to me, and they all, you know, convinced me to stay patient, be patient, and just continue to chase this Olympic dream. And that's exactly what I'm doing. And as you can see, it's paying off because, I mean, I was patient, and I didn't listen to people that wanted me to go pro. And yeah, we're right back in the position where we were before.
You know, there was a time when boxing was a lot bigger in this country than it is today. Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, George Foreman, those guys. Now Americans are probably more likely to say they don't even consider boxing a sport because it's too brutal. What is that idea like for you coming up in the sport?
I mean, at the end of the day, I understand where they're coming from because, you know, back in the days there used to be classics with, you know, Joe Frazier, like you said, Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray Leonard, Tommy Hearns, and stuff like that. So those guys set the bar really high for young amateurs and guys like us coming up in the ranks, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I'm just here to bring pizzazz back to the sport and try to do my part and try to do as best as I can to you know, get people back into boxing, because at the end of the day, boxing is definitely a great sport. It is brutal, but there's a science to it. There's a method to the madness. I mean, that my actions will have to do a lot of the speaking for me, because I can say as much as I want to say, but I'd rather show you guys, you know, in this upcoming year once I qualify for the Olympic Games.
I gather you have a benefit bout coming up for the Theodore A. Atlas Foundation. Is that who sponsors you?
Yes, that's actually my gym, you know, the Atlas Cops and Kids. And on March 13th at Patrice High School, that's where the Golden Gloves actually, the semifinals, and the next fight after that will be in Madison Square Garden. So, I mean, I'm excited for that because it's in my hometown and I'm ready to, you know, do what I do.
What's important about Atlas?
That he wants you to be great outside of the ring before being great inside the ring, which I already am. So at the end of the day, that's just keeping you sharp in life and just making you a better person as you grow.
Well, best of luck. Marcus Brown from Clifton, Staten Island. Hope to watch you in London.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, thanks so much for listening. Tomorrow we continue our March series on sleep problems. We also have former Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold tomorrow. Talk to you then. Stay tuned for Leonard on WNYC.